In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Bob, check the door, please. I thought I heard the doorbell ring. I'm serious. You are not coming in the house with those filthy clothes on. That's what my mother always said when we were done baling hay and had sweat and dirt all over us, or I crawled under the crawl spaces of houses with the mad Norwegian plumber or whatever work I was doing. Strip off, she would say, strip off. And then we would strip down to our underwear and she would actually hose them off before she threw them in the laundry. And that's a pretty good translation of the second lesson for today. In our translation it says put off, but a better translation would be strip off. And the things that it's asking us to strip off are things that have to do with anger, not dealing with anger. Bitterness, wrath, anger, resentment, malice, slander, all of those kinds of things. Now, last week, we heard about speaking the truth in love. And that was the section right before this in Ephesians chapter 4. And remember, we said that we can speak the truth, that's fine, but we have to do it in love. And there's something that I forgot to add in. I should add that this Sunday. And that is, there are times when speaking the truth in love means just not shut up, don't say anything. Because there's no way you can say something that isn't going to be taken in a bad way. Let me give you an example of this. This is for all the men in the congregation. So imagine that you and your spouse are ready to go to some function. And you're getting dressed up. And your wife has a new outfit, and she does a little half turn and says, "Do these pants make my butt look big?" At this point, you have my permission as your pastor to lie like a rug. This is not the time you want to try to be speaking the truth in love, because there's no love that's going to come out of this. So just, you know, that's the exception to that, okay? And now, this Sunday, we say it's not just dealing with feelings, but one in specific, and that is the feeling of anger. Strip off all of that anger, wrath, bitterness, malice, and slander. Strip off all of that stuff. Well, that's kind of tough because that's sort of our favorite. I mean, anger is the catch-all emotion, and the reason that it is because anger leaves us a lot better defended than does hurt or fear. You know, that's pretty vulnerable. So we kind of like our anger. Not only that, but having anger and maybe letting it build into a little resentment, a little grudge, it feels kind of good to have something in your back pocket to pull out later and say, well, the reason I act like this is because you did that. So we kind of like to have some of those things in our back pocket. It feels warm. It's kind of like peeing in your pants. It feels warm for just a little while. And then after that, it gets kind of funky and nasty, but you know, it sometimes feels good to have that. So we like to hang on to that. I used to see this all the time when I worked at the drug alcohol treatment center. It was a regular occurrence that addicted folks didn't want to let go of their anger because they felt that if they would, they had no excuse to keep on drinking or using. You know, if other people aren't doing it to me, who am I going to blame? If I forgive other people, then it's not them and them, and it, maybe it's, oh no, could be me. And so that was always the hardest part. The Alcoholics Anonymous Big Book has a wonderful section in there about anger and resentment. I'll give you part of it. It says, resentment is the number one offender. It kills more alcoholics than anything else. From it stem all forms of spiritual disease. When harboring such feelings, we shut ourselves off from the sunlight of the Spirit, and the insanity of alcohol returns, and we drink again. And with us, to drink is to die. If we were to live, we had to be free of resentments. We found that it is infinitely grave. We found that it is fatal. That's strong. Maybe the dubious luxury of other folks who aren't addicted, but it's not. It's not a luxury at all. It's a necessity for those who are. So how do we do this then? Well, for one thing, we are kind of like the moon. The moon doesn't have any light of its own. The moon only reflects the light of the sun. And that's what we do. We don't have any light of our own. We only reflect the light of the Son of God, S-O-N. And the way we do that is what our text said. It says, be angry, but do not sin. Is that possible? Yeah. Yeah, anger isn't necessarily bad. It's like all feelings. They're not right or wrong. They're just there. It's what we do with anger, what we do with other feelings that becomes right or wrong. And then there's the section that says, do not let the sun go down on your wrath. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. This is for married folks in particular, I think. See if this has ever happened to you, that you and your spouse have an argument over something. It's usually something stupid, like, you know, what's the best salad dressing or which television show do we want to watch? And then you go to silence. Men, do you know what the silent treatment means? Does that phrase mean anything to you? Yeah. I won't mention any names, Deborah, but Deborah, the silent treatment is passive anger. It's not where you're punishing somebody by what you say. It's you're punishing them by what you don't say or what you don't do with them. Passive anger. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath. And have you ever had those times where you're both, you know, not speaking to one another, just walking past, and then you slide into your respective side of the bed and turn your cold backs to one another and pretend you're sleeping? You might as well turn the lights on and get up and hammer it out. You're not sleeping anyway. So do not let the sun go down on your wrath. Okay. Now, the way that this is possible is that we must always be impressed by God's love and forgiveness of us. If we are not impressed by how much God forgives us, we're not going to be forgiving other people and letting go of our anger and resentments towards them. If we're not impressed by how many times we have slapped God in the face and he has come back and said, you're still my child, you're still my people, then we're not going to be very able to go back and let that go with other people. You probably have noticed that we start out every service with the brief order for confession and forgiveness. You know why we do that? It's because if we are not impressed right away in the service with how much God has let go and forgiven of us, we're not very well going to do that for other people. So my mother was right. Strip off anger, bitterness, wrath, malice, slander, evil talk. Strip it off. Let the sunlight of the Spirit return. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.